KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy, windy, and 32 degrees in Atlantic. A wind advisory is in effect until 4 o'clock this afternoon for the far west and southwest counties in our listening area, and until 6 o'clock for Cass and other counties in the KJAN listening area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating the assault of a woman who suffered severe facial injuries. Officials say they received a 911 call at around 11:20 p.m. Tuesday about a woman in her 40s who was found beaten in the 200 block of South 9th Street in Council Bluffs. The woman was transported by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs for treatment of severe facial injuries and trauma to her body. The unidentified victim was unable to provide authorities with information on the suspect as of this morning. Her name was being withheld pending notification of family. News time is 7:07.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
The Audubon County Sheriff's Department said Tuesday that a Hamlin woman was arrested Sunday evening on an assault charge. 32-year-old Brooke Marie Hines faces two counts of assault on a peace officer. The charges stem from an investigation into an incident which allegedly occurred in the 1500 block of 200th Street. Hines was brought to the Audubon County Jail and released from custody after appearing before the magistrate. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in identifying the person or persons responsible for the recent theft of numerous tractor weights. Officials say they're investigating six separate incidents during which area farmers have reported the front weights of their tractors have been stolen. At this time, it appears only John Deere brand tractors have been targeted. The thefts have resulted in several thousand dollars worth of losses. If you have any information about those thefts, you can call the Fremont County Crime Stoppers. Your tip could lead to an arrest and conviction and result in a $1,000 reward. Call 1-800-432-9240 with your tip, or 712-374-2424. Callers can remain anonymous and still be eligible for the reward. A traffic stop on Interstate 80 in Cass County Monday afternoon resulted in the arrest of a Washington State man on a drug charge and the seizure of cash. Iowa State Patrol Trooper Wayne Brosum told KJAN News the arrest occurred after he pulled a 1999 Honda over for speeding at around 4:40 p.m. near the Marnie exit, or mile marker 51 on westbound I-80.
I contacted the driver, and basically what happened is I brought him back to my car. He denied consent to search. So what I did is called for the Cass County K-9, which was Deputy Quist, showed up on scene. The dog indicated for narcotics, for a odor of narcotics in the vehicle. During our probable cause search, we located just a very, very small amount of marijuana and then drug paraphernalia. And also $4,000 was located in the driver's suitcase in the trunk.
The cash was seized, and the driver, 42-year-old Lloyd V. Duell of Eatonville, Washington, was taken into custody on a charge of possession of a controlled substance for personal use. Duell was booked into the Cass County Jail and released Tuesday morning on a $1,000 bond. Trooper Brosum said he became suspicious of Duell's intentions when his travel plans didn't make any sense. The man told the trooper he was traveling from Indiana to Washington State, and while in the trooper's vehicle, Brosum said he could smell marijuana on the man's clothes. A public hearing will be held this morning in Greenfield with regard to the fiscal year 2013 budget in Adair County. The hearing takes place during a 9 a.m. meeting of the Adair County Board of Supervisors. And during the session, the board will also act on a resolution approving the fiscal year 2013 budget and other matters to come before them, including local option sales tax revenue and expenditures, along with discussion on bridges, a capital projects plan, and more. And Iowa's governor has returned from a five-day trip to Washington, D.C., and Governor Branstad made a face-to-face appeal to officials from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, and the Army Corps of Engineers on flood-related issues.
I was really encouraged about that meeting. The Corps has not always been as responsive to governors as they are at this time. We discussed the need to adequately prioritize flood control as a top priority in the Missouri River management, and the fact that this is an area where the federal government can be more effective.
Branstad asked the Corps to make a temporary levee protecting the southwest Iowa town of Hamburg permanently. The governor says he mentioned several unresolved flood-related issues still pending in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, which were struck by severe flooding in 2008. Branstad also made a pitch for a flow study of the Des Moines River to update flood preparation plans in the state's capital city. News time is 7:12.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Alphonse Geiser, age 87, of Erling, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Alphonse Geiser will be today at 10 o'clock at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Velma Bates, age 90, of rural Griswold, died Friday. Funeral services for Velma Bates will be held today at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Rhea Kenyon, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Memorial services for Rhea Kenyon will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Marion Taylor, age 96, of the Heritage House in Atlantic and formerly of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Marion Taylor will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Evelyn Klein, age 69, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Celebration of Life services for Evelyn Klein will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Lyle Peters, age 89, of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Lyle Peters will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Florence Karsten, age 91, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Florence Karsten will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Wayne F. O'Brien, age 87, of Adair and formerly of Menlo, died Monday. A funeral mass for Wayne O'Brien will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Vera Whalert, age 101, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Vera Whalert will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Vernon T.V. Bob, Robert Hansen, age 84, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Vernon Hansen will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gene Smith, age 86, of Adel, died Thursday. Services for Gene Smith will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Adel United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Neva Kaiser, age 81, of rural Lewis, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Neva Kaiser are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Lucille Kahns, age 90, of Atlantic, died. Age 90 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for Lucille Kahns are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.